Hall Podcast coming at you right now, and we got some hot topics, moist topics, whatever you want to call it, sad, catastrophes, it's all that, but we're going to talk about it. Chief Hall Podcast looking at you. You see all the fellas in the building, and we ready to get to it. And how y'all doing, man? Y'all good?
First of all, let's address this, right?
Moist. I know you're going to talk about moist. Start that again. I like moist brownies. That's probably.
Pause.
Here we go.
We're going to say pause or no Diddy.
Oh, are we starting that already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
That one went over my head. I didn't know what you was talking about.
No Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Uh-huh.
Pause. You know they get, you know, they always say pause when they say something a little.
Suspect,
you say pause.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Instead of saying pause, we're going to say no Diddy.
So, now, what makes moist suspect?
Because how you use it.
The way you use it.
Yeah.
And you're licking your lips and everything.
Y'all mind in the gutter, man.
Nah, it's pause.
You don't no like Diddy. I like moist brownies.
No,
so
could
we use that?
You used it wrong in the intro.
You can't be sitting here with two brothers, man, licking your lips talking about moist.
I went over my head.
Okay.
Okay.
Pause. All right.
That went over my head.
Unpause.
No Diddy.
Okay. So since you talked about Diddy, I didn't write that down.
Okay.
But we could talk about that a little bit.
What do you think
about
it?
That's one of the topics, hot topics, as we jump into some stuff tonight. And seems like some trouble is coming at Diddy, and it don't look like it's going to stop soon until nobody talking about Diddy no more.
When does that happen?
Well,
not in the positive.
They don't have, listen, the feds ain't going to raid your house, man, if they don't have nothing. That's just, I mean, that's
what
they
say. They're going to do their due diligence to find out.
So they've probably been watching him for the past, 20 plus years, probably.
It's possible he may have gotten some intel.
Yeah.
Or, the feds may have got some intel on something might have been going on.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I mean, when you live in that kind of lifestyle, you know how they living, man. I guess when you put all the conspiracy theories to it, you know, so he probably been living a certain way for a long time, man.
Who knows?
It's right? Just so hard to really know what is the truth.
Yeah.
But they got the six. Because no matter what pops off, unless we see it, it's really hard to know what is the truth with that situation.
Unless you were there. But some people were there. So
I mean, but we know one thing we know for sure, the feds went in.
Yeah.
Based on what the news shows. Feds went in and they did some going in there on two properties, not just one. That's what I'm understanding. And it's not looking good. So that's what we'll say.
Well, hold on. Let me back up, right? So I can't necessarily say that if they raid your property that they're gonna lock you up. Right.
Because, you didn't say that, but you just saying they're not going to do that without enough evidence to do that.
Now,
they have
how things
cause.
Are now, no. You know what? Let me take all that back. Because how things are now, pretty much what they did to Trump, raid his house and all that stuff like that, he not locked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
but I think they had a reason to raid his house.
No.
Trump.
No, they didn't.
So they just, you mean the FBI just raided his house?
Yeah.
For no reason?
I think so.
Well, it's possible. Nah, here we go.
Here we go. I know you support Trump
in
a lot of ways.
But look, it's not to say that they did it and it was supposed to do it or it was right for them to do it.
We're living in a different time.
But they used some kind of reason for going in.
Yeah.
They use some kind of reason.
And we're not saying that the FBI does everything right either.
No, we're not saying that.
We're definitely not saying Trump does everything right. We're definitely not saying that.
No one
does. That's because he's human.
That's right.
No one.
We're not saying that Diddy does everything right.
Right.
No.
So you got a lot of stuff going on. And unfortunately, it's making big news because of the status that Diddy has reached.
Well, let me say this. I do think that somebody is trying to extort Diddy. I'm going to say that again.
So they might give information to the FBI.
That somebody is trying to extort
on Diddy. The federal level.
No, I'm talking about inside of the music industry.
I would understand that.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay. I got a couple of names that come to mind, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I do.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right? But I'm not saying that Diddy did not do a lot of these things. Because, I mean, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
So that's just my
take. It's impossible to have clean hands in that industry. It's impossible.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
It's possible.
To get to that level where they're at?
It's still possible, man.
Now, when I say clean hands.
What do you mean clean?
His hands been involved in something where somebody was done wrong.
Oh, okay. Somewhere I see what you're saying. Road. Like you stepped over somebody to get to where you are.
Or somebody.
Or hurt somebody's feelings.
Somebody was done wrong. On that path to greatness.
Then that happens with everybody, even in business, regular workplaces, everything. Somebody has done something that they regret.
Well, and that's, but not necessarily done something they regret, because we do stuff in normal life that we regret, but it may not be intentional. Because I have done things and it has affected other people, but I had no idea that it would have. So it was not directly. It was indirectly. It was unintentional. Okay. But in some of those, people do a lot of stuff intentional.
Some people are unintentional ass. So if you're an unintentional ass, that means you did it not thinking, and then you realize later. So you had the epiphany to go, okay, yeah.
I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about done it without thinking. I'm talking about done it.
So you
straight done it. So I think you in know that you business,
or people know.
I think in that business, it's a lot of that.
Well, it's a lot of
music that. Business. It's cutthroat. You ever heard that about the music industry?
Well, yeah.
It's cutthroat.
The crazy thing is, people say it. The entertainment business is just reflective of every other business out there. I mean, it's just that they're in the light.
In some, I don't know if it's
they're in the light, man. Cutthroat, they're just in the light.
I might go with some of that.
In regular business, man, people cutting each other's throat like crazy, smiling in each other's face, cutting each other's throats, sleeping with each other's wives, back, you know, backstabbing, all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So we dug a lot. We threw a lot of mud with that one.